I'll start. I mean, what's today? There's a test or something?
On Thursday, then. Oh, it's Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Whose birthday?
Lincoln's birthday.
Today?
Today.
I didn't know. I wouldn't have said Tachtin. I should have known. I didn't know that. The outside of it. All right. All right, the Mishnah now. I'm going to the Mishnah on your Testament base. All right. Ketzat Hashem Redes. Right, that's a simple Mishnah. And the Mishnah answers, Le'echolus Aroilin. Only if she eats what is fit for her. But if it's not roilo, then you pot it. Abheimah Me'edes Le'echol Peiros V'Yirokos. The Mishnah gives you examples. Peiros Yirokos, that is, at Ochle Ksusre Kelim, that's Meshuneh, right? Is Meshalim Chatzinazik. It's not roilo. It's what does Rashi say, Kis and Redes? Umeshani Le'echolus Aroilo, Meshalim Chatzin Nezek, the Rashi says, the Meshuneh. And Meshuneh pays the slave, so then it becomes like Keren and you potu. You pay only Chatzin Nezek. But Merdavam Urin Beshusanizik, Al Beshusarabim potu, this we had many times already, that Shein the Regel is only Chayif in the Rishusanizik, but in the Rishusarabim you potu. Rashi says, here Rashi doesn't say anything. Anyway, we had it before that the Gemara Darshans on the Pasik. Ubiya b'stei acher. It must be in the nizik's reshus. However, the Mishnah says, "V'mnehenis meshalemes mashenehenis." But if she even though she's potter on the reshus rabbim, but if she had hanor, so she pays for the hanor. Keitzat meshalemes mashenehenis. How's that? Ochle mutoicha rachvo meshalim mashenehenes. It's tzadi harachvo meshalim mashenehziko. Mepesach hachanus meshalim mashenehenes, mutoicha hachanus meshalim mashenehziko. This we'll discuss later on. But so there are two things that I'll discuss with you on this Mishnah. The basic thing in the Mishnah is that a shein pays only if it's roilo. If it's not, and the second then is in the hennis, meshalemes mashen hennis. So before I go to the hennis, look in the Rosh over here. It's a simple word. It tells you a lot. The Rosh asks a kashya over here. In the Simon Gimel in the Rosh. Ochle ksusay kelim meshalim chatzin nezek. Kasheli amay lektoni ochle behemo mashein dakel echol. Why it should have given another example? The example that was mentioned in the Gemara Laftas Vav. The behemo ate something that is not its usual way of eating. Kegoin kelef sheochal imrei. Like the Gemara Laftas Vav says, a dog that eats a sheep. The shumru the ochlat hanagoli, or a cat that eats a chicken, and that's unusual. The havi rabusa tvei, but why is it a bigger chiddush? The achal gav the achila gemura, even though it's a complete achila, but and the yesh hanor lezek is also hanor eina meshalem elu chatzin nezek. And the oid he quotes the gemara. The gemara says habehema eina meedas loyligach loyligoy pelalishon loyligboitz. The Mishnah gives you all the cases that the behemoth does not do. The Amayla Ketoni Shishur Tamin, it should have said six Tamin, the listener Ein Ma'edas Le'achol Behemash, and it should say it doesn't pay if it eats something that isn't Roy Lachilo. Haklal Hilker Nira Lila Farish, Hodam Rinan Le'el Hai Kalba Do'achal Imri. Now, that's the case that the Rosh wanted the Gemara should say. The Ochlet Meshuneh, that's Meshuneh. The Magbin Leibu Bovel, you cannot collect it in Bovel. Apchash Apochsak Hamiso. It depreciated after it dies. The Magbin, that you don't collect in Bovel. Aval the Mehan Veiler, Mishalim im ochal b'chotzram, but if just for eating the nevela, for that you do have to pay. V'im b'rishus rabim, ma'ashenehene. If it had a note, all you also pay. The achila lehavi shinui. Eating is not a shinui, the darkam lechal kol nevelois. Afilu shul behemus gdoilois. That the fact that it eats them, it's the shinui day was that a cat attacks a sheep. That's unusual, but the achila itself of the nevela, that's usual. The lefisha in darke lahamis el latzorech achila. The achal gaf that chila sahezik ho yeshinui. Here the Rosh says a chiddush. The Rosh says, let's say the hezek initially was with a shinui, but then it ate the meat in a normal way. So the Rosh says, in such a case, you have to pay for what the behemoth ate, even though the hezek began with the shinui, and for that he's patur. But afal pikein, if later on the behemoth, the dog or whatever eats the meat, for that you have to pay. So now the Maharshal argues on this. The Maharshal in the Yamshel Shleima says that no, on this din, if the behemoth that attacks with the shinui, it does the hezek with the shinui, like the cat kills a chicken, and that's a shinui. But then it eats the chicken. So the Rosh says you have to pay for what you eat, because that is normal. And the Maharshal says no. You look at the beginning. Since in the beginning the attack, the hezek occurred by a shinui, so you look upon it like one long thing. And since initially what the animal did was meshuna, so that's chal on the whole thing. So even though later on the eating is not meshuna, that's machlokes rishonim. Okay, I have nothing more to add. I just wanted you to know this rosh. Okay, now the main thing that I want to discuss is that, yes, what is it?
Was that the rosh is happening in the question? That must have been his happening.
That what? No, the Marshal argues on his assumption. The Marshal says that it's not two different things. It's one thing. But you look at how the hezek occurred. If the hezek occurred with a shidui, the Marshal holds, then that covers everything. So even later on, the behemoth, the animal does something without a shidui, like it eats the meat. That's you pay for that, and the Rosh says no. The Rosh says it's two separate things. The mazik, the hezek, was done with a shinui, so for that she's potu. But the fact that she whatever it was eaten later on, and that was done without the shinui, so you pay. So it's two different things. And the machlokes says, do you look upon it like one thing, or do you look upon it like two different things? Okay, I have nothing more to add. Yeah, what is it?
According to the Rosh, that Marshal is Karen that becomes Shane? Is that what we're saying? Or?
Karen becomes Shane? Yeah, that could be, yeah, all right. So that's true, but I don't think that's a Chiddush. The Marshal doesn't argue. The Marshal has, the Machlokes, the Marshal and the Rosh is not whether this is called a Shinui or not. The Machlokes is, do we look upon it as one thing, if the attack was with a shinui, it's already it means the whole thing is like one big attack, and it's all called the shinui, and therefore you put on the Rosh says no, it's two different parts. Okay, I have nothing more to add. The most important thing that I want to discuss with you is what the Ktzoi says on this. The Mishnah has a din of im nehenes meshalemes masha nehenes, and it means, and the Mishnah gives you enough yamina that even though Shane the Regal is potu in Reshus Rabim, it's only Chayiv in the Reshus and Lizik, but that's for the Mazik. But for Genehenes, you pay anyway, right? So the choice over here says that there's a Chiv, that Mash Genehenes is a different type of payment than for Mazik. Because you're not paying for the Mazik, you're paying for the Hanos. Like, let's say if you eat someone's food, So he can charge you to he can charge you how much on let's say that meal would have cost $20. You have to give him $20 because there's a dinner of if I have hanor from someone else's mominus, so I have to pay for it. So, but it's not b'teiras mazik. So this not was the ksoi said the hakira. The hakira is when it says mashen hendes, is this part of the mazik? That for mazik you pay if you have hanor from the hezek you pay as b'teiras mazik or no mashen hennes is a new mechayev you pay for the hanor. It has nothing to do with the mazik. It's not you're not paying for the hezek, you're paying purely for the hanor. So the choice takes for granted that the mashen hennes is a new mechayev. And you're not paying b'teiras mazik, you're paying just for the hanor. B'meila, the nafkimina is, by mazik you pay from meitav. But for hanor, you don't pay from meitav. Why? Because for hanor, it's like a choyv. The ksois compares it to a choyv. You ate you had hanor from someone else's food, so you owe him like a choyf, let's say $20. So Mela, for those $20, you don't have to pay him a meitav. How do you pay? So it goes like this. So now, the din is about choyf min ha-toyre pays ziburis. We already had this when we did the part of meitav. But with the Rabbonon, they say that about choyf pays beinonis. Because shlotin al delas b'fnei lovin, and since this reasoning does not apply by a mazik, so meila here you will pay ziburis, by bril bal choif because you have a reason of tin al delas b'fnei lovin. Therefore, you pay beinonis mit rabbanon, but by mash and hennis, which came through a hezek, there you would pay zibur. We leave it because there is no tin al delas b'fnei lovin. So that's the ksois, that's what the ksois is mechadish. The minchas chinuch who goes over this ksois adds another nafkemina based on this. The minchas chinuch accepts the chiddush of the ksois. And the Minchas Chinuch says, now we had before on the Afyut Gimel Amit Beis, we had a din, Nogach v'yachakach hifkir. If my show is Nogayach. And then I mafkir the show. So the Gemara dashed from a posik that I'm potu. Because since right now the show is hefkir, so I'm potu. That's that we had, you had it on the Afyut Gimel Amit Beis. If the Gemara learns from a posik, if my show does damage, and then I am mafkir the show, I'm potter to pay. It's not, doesn't go with logic. It's exeris akosuf. You look it up yourself. So the Minchas Chinuch says that's only on the hezek part. But let's say the show was nogeach, and then the show had hanor too from the hezek. It ate something. So then even though the owner is mafkir the show, he will have to pay for Mashen Hennes. Why? Because the Gemara's drosha that you are potter by Nogach v'yachakach hifkir, that's only by Mazik. But whatever you have to pay for the Hanor, that's a different Mechayet. You pay for the Hanor, you had Hanor, you have to pay. Like I said before, the Gemara, I'll tell you an interesting din in Choshen Mishpat. It says, you should all know it. Let's say you go. Yuchava invites you to go out with him. You have lunch together. And you thought that he's going to pay for it. And when it comes to the end, he tells you, you pay for your own lunch. In case you ever you go on a date and you have this problem, well, don't try it though. It's not, it will not work out. You'll give her the bill. But some of them have two chaverim. So strictly al pidin, it says in Choshen Mishpat, he's not a nice guy, but al pidin he would have to pay. Why? Because you pay for the hanor. I'm just giving you an what you see from this. You see, to pay for hanor is a different mechayev. There's nothing to do with Hezek. If you had Hanoah from someone else's Mormonist, you have to replace it. So you have to pay for it. So the Mela, one Nafkamina is that you pay Ziburis, you don't pay Meitap, it's not a Mazik. And the Minchas Chinuch adds another Nafkamina of Nogach V'Yachakav Hifkir. So if you also had Hanoah, for the Hanoah, you have to pay even though you're Mafkir. Why? Because that Gzeras Kosuf of Nogach V'Yachakav Hifkir that you potter is by Mazik. But if the Chiyuv does not come from Mazik, but from Hanoah, for that what's the chilek whether you mafkir or not? You had Hanoah, pay for the Hanoah. Those are the two basic nafkiminis. And of course, you have the Gemara's naf, the Mishnah's nafkimina, that you pay even in the Rishus HaRabim. Because according to the case, it's very good, because even though Shein is potter in Rishus HaRabim, that's only for Mazik. But for Hanoah, you do have to pay. That's... Now, some other achronim, the Osomeyach and others, they agree with the Ktzois, but they say you pay Beinonis. It's like a loy plug. Because you consider him a Balchoyp, and a Balchoyp pays Beinonis, even though the reason doesn't apply, since the din is a Balchoyf pays. Balchoyf always pays Beinonis. All right, that's a minor point. Excuse me.
What was the first one?
The first one is the choices nafkemina that Marsh and Hannes you don't pay Meitav, you pay Ziburis. Others say that they agree with him that it's a Balchoyf, but the Balchoyf pays Beinonis. The Ktzois says, since the reason of Altina Delos B'fnei Lovin does not apply, so you pay Ziburis. So on that, the Osameach argues, but I forgot, does the Osameach quote the Ktzois or not? I don't remember. But I remember the Osameach quotes the Yerushalmi. Any of you looked at the Osameach? I seem to recall that he does not quote the Ktzois. He says it by himself. Even though it's a chiddush to me, the Osameach knew the Ktzois very well. The Osameach B'derech Klal used to protect the Ktzois. When he saw Ada Achoinim attack what the Ktzois says, the Osameach always answered all the kashas. He was very fond of the Ktzois. Anyway, in this case, the Osameach has this as a hakira, and he concludes like the Ktzois. Okay, now, so that's a chiddush, and it's a very good chiddush. That Hanoah is a mechayev by itself. It's not the Teiras Mazik. Now, in Dir Kashmuel, in Simen Yudal, the Sif Cotton Base, the Dir Kashmuel quotes a kashu that he asked his Rebbe, Rab Chaim, and what Rab Chaim answered comes out as against the Ktzois. The Dir Kashmuel does not quote the sugya. He does not discuss the Ktzois altogether. But what he discusses has a shaykhus to ours. The Rab Chaim held that Hanoah, when you pay for Hanoah, it's Boteras Mazik, and it's not that Hanoah is a separate chiyuv. Rab Chaim brought the following raya: the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, right in the beginning of Eilun Naros. Right in the beginning of Eilun Naros, the Gemara gives you the fact by the sugya of Kamle B'Drabimene. So the Gemara gives you the following case. Let's say you eat somebody else's chaylev. Chaylev, if you eat b'mezet, you chayev kovas. And if you hold, and according to the mandama that says that even by kovas we say kamle b'drabimene, so the Gemara says, you are potu, and you had that, and the case is specifically you had Hanoah from the chaylev. So the Gemara says you are potu to pay because of kamle b'drabimene. Thus you eat chaylev and you liked it, you enjoyed it, all right. And so the Gemara says even though you had Hanoah, you are potu because it's kamle b'drabimene. So now Rab Chaim said, If for Hanoah you don't pay as a mazik, but it's like a balchoif, see about this, then we would not apply the rule of Kam Levi de Rabbine. Why? Because Kam Levi de Rabbine means if you have a chiyuv on you, you are mazik, you have a chiyuv to pay. So then, but if you see, if you have a chiyuv to pay, you did something for which you have a chiyuv on yourself, then we say when it's like a punishment. But if I lend you money, and you had a no from that money, then the Rab Chaim held does not come live with the Rabbi. Why? Because that's called Memoin Chogabe. You took my money. Give it back. You ate, you whatever you did, you had a no. By Memoin Chogabe, it means you don't have, it's not, come live with the Rabbi is like as a punishment. If you get punished, the oynesh is more severe than the money, we say come live with the rabbi. But if stamazay yoh a choif, like if they, according to the ksois, it's a choif like for the hano, for that we would, for such a thing we don't say come live with the rabbi, because all I want is give me back my money. You ate my chicken, and you had hano. The chicken is worth $100. You have to pay $100. But it's not like b'toyras an oynesh. Something like this, that's what Rab Chaim says. So Rab Chaim Agav Rucha specifically said that when that Hanoah is not a new Mechayev, B'toiras Bal Choyv. Rab Chaim held that you see from that Gemara that it's not B'toiras, that Hanoah is not a new Mechayev, B'toiras Bal Choyv. Because by a bal choyf we don't say come live with the rabbi money. You owe money, you have to pay it. But it's a really a chiyuv mazik. A chiyuv mazik. So if at the time when you became a chiyuv as a mazik, you were also chayiv misa or koris, according to the mandama that by koris we say come live with the rabbi money, because you know the smachlegas nigmar between Rabbi Yechonon ben Broika and someone else. I forgot. The Chachamim and I think it's Rabbi Yechon ben Broike, or is it Rabbi Yechon? Okay, doesn't matter. You look it up yourself. If you hold this, come live with the Rabbi by Koris, so the Gemara says often you do say come live with the Rabbi. So Meila Rabbi, so we see Rab Chaim argues on the Ksois. So the Chayre, the Ksois is very right. I Rab Chaim says this new svara that by a choyf. It's like it's not a punishment. I'm just demanding pay me for what you took from me. You had enough from my food. I have a right to charge you for it. So Memele, the Rab Chaim held that there's no come with the rabbi by a bal choif. Bal choif means you owe me the money, so you have to pay it up. So l'choira. That's a good one. What Rab Chaim says is a very good svara, that you only say come live with the rabbi like for an oynish, but stamazoy for what you owe b'toyras hanor as a bal choyf, that we don't say come live with the rabbi m'nei. Yeah, but so you but on the other hand, l'choyre, what the ktsois says is so mistak, so l'choyre a good ray against the ktsois. But again, Rab Chaim does not discuss the Ksois, he discusses something else. And you can look it up, it's in Simen Yudalit, Sif Cotton Base. You'll see the Birka Shmuel quotes this Rab Chaim. So I just want to answer that it shouldn't be a kasha on the Ksois. Because what Rab Chaim takes for granted, that for Choif, which is Memoin Chogabe, you took my money, pay me. We do say Kom Levi de Rabbi M'nei. See, the Ksois himself in Simon Lamed Ches, right in the first Ksois, the Ksois goes over the Halach of Kom Levi de Rabbi M'nei. The Ksois Agav Uche, you'll see there, he discusses Kom Levi de Rabbi M'nei even by cases of Bal Choyf. And in the Ksois says often, even by, I forgot how he phrases this, but the Ksois, if you look up in Simon Lamed Ches, right, the first Ksois, the Ksois doesn't hold what Rab Chaim says. Rab Chaim took for granted that on the Choyf there's no Kom Levi de Rabbi M'nei, because it's Memoin Chogabeya. You took my money, pay, you have to pay it back. So the Rav Chaim held had a good svara, but the Ktzois himself, Agafuch, the Ktzois did not. Obviously, he did not know what Rav Chaim said. The Ktzois happens to argue on this. The Ktzois says that we do say Kam Nevi Derab even by Bal Chayv. And so, mainly, the Ktzois sees Lishitos, but Rav Chaim argues. So that group is the Machlekes. By Hano, do you pay for the Hezek? Or the is Hanoi new mechayev, it's like a balchayev, and therefore, so the Ksoi says it's like a balchayev, and then Rab Chaim held you pay but like a mazik, and that's why you say come live with the rabbi minay. Yes, what is it, Yanko?
According to the Mishnah, if you have to pay Masha Zika, do you also have to pay Masha
Nenis? What?
If you have to pay Masha Zika, so do you also have to pay Masha Nenis?
No, if you pay for the hezek itself, then you that includes everything. No, that you don't pay twice. You only pay once. So that nobody says that, because that if you pay, if the hezek means you pay for the whole behemoth, so that includes already the hanoa too. All right, then anyway, so this is it's a short choice. The whole choice is maybe three or four short lines. Look at that, but it's kedai to look it up. So I just gave you more nafkaminas, but I just want to, I'll just bring, I'll just bring you a raya to Rab Chaim. It's not the same thing, but the kimat. There's a gemara in Baba Kama later on. Let me. Who knows the gemara of where is it? By Esnan Osro Teira Apile Bo Alimoy. You ever learned? Well, you had it if you learned the Ksubis. So you should know that Esnan Osro Teira Apile Bo. It's a gemara anyway. It's a gemara in Merubah. So I guess since you don't know this Gemara, we'll do it inside. In Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. No, in Ayin Amid Beis. In Dav Ayin Amid Beis in Baba Kama. The Gemara on the bottom, the last five lines. Esnan Osro Teure V'Afilu Bo Alimoy. The Teure has a parish of Esnan. Esnan means a gift. The din is, if you give a gift to a zoyna, that gift becomes osu. Let's say you give the zoyna a chicken, or you give whatever. So the halach is or a behema, so it's possible for a korban. It becomes, because Esnan, since it was payment for such an aveira of zlus, so Mele, the Gemara says, Esnan osro teure v'afilu b'alim, what's the chiddush abu alimoy? Because if someone is mezane with his own mother, he's chayif misa for that. But by Esnan, we don't say this. By Esnan, even though you chayif misa, you have to pay. It's also the halach of Esnan. The halach of Esnan applies. So the Meforshim have a cash. What's like the pshat? I mean, let's say come maybe the rabbi menei, and you are patu. So Toisavis and they write in the and if you look in the Toisavis Esnan Asru Toiro, so Toisavis explains that. This is the din, the zechiyuv b'dei shumayim. Eino chinami. It's the last toisav is there. Ilu tovele, the toisav says it goes to daf ayin aleph amid aleph. That toisav is, where does he say the teretz? Oh, v'yesh loyma sheheim lo yehoi machzirim eloshim shayisurim shechayavna, not this line. Where's the teretz? On top. On top of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Meshum de Koyahev lehavi esna pirush kivon she tzorich lotzeis yidei shumayim apil lehoyoyim bechatzeva choshev esna. Anyway, Toysev says, the pshat is, why don't we say kom lebi d'rabne over here? Because even by kom lebi d'rabne, the zechiyif lotzeis yidei shumayim, you are potu b'dei odom. The best nishal matah cannot make you pay. You are potu. But, in Bez Nishal Mala Yuchayif, Yuchayif Misa B'dei Shemayim. And B'meila sent because of that, Yuchayif, so B'meila, even though for the Maisa that you did, you should be Chayif Misa, but since the Zechiyif Lotzeh Shemayim and pay anyway, so already it has a Shem Eslan and it's also. But that's how Kimat all Rishonim learn. So the Meiri on that Gemara, the Meiri and the Shita Mekevetzes quotes the Meiri, you can look it up both ways. On that Gemara, Ein Daf Ein Amet Beis, Ein Aleph Amet Aleph, the Meiri has an unusual shot. Again, you understand the kasha. The kasha is why by Eslan don't we apply the rule of Kamli B'Rabbimene? And if we would apply the rule of Kamli B'Rabbimene, the Eslan would not be also, because you are part of the you don't because you really don't have to pay the zayna. If someone is mezana with his own mother, he doesn't have to pay because he's chayiv nisa. We say Kamli B'Rabbimene. So you should be. So Tosva says by Kamli B'Rabbimene. There's still the chiyuv lotzeh shnei shemayim. That's Rashi also, and Rashi and Baba Metzius says the same thing. That's the accepted opinion. However, the Meiri quotes the Chochmei Tzorfas, which is again the Bala Tosfos, but we don't have it in Tosfos. So listen carefully. They say a more beautiful pshat, and you'll see it fits into Rab Chaim's pshat. The Meiri quotes the Chochmei Tzorfas as saying, "Kamli b'derabimne is only on a chiyuv that the Torah imposes on you. That's the you didn't. That's a you have a chiyuv mamon, and at the same time you burn down someone's house on Shabbos, and you chayiv misafot. We say kamli b'derabimne. But if you on your own give a matana to someone." If it's not b'toiras, but you do it because out of your own eschaivus, to give a matana, that's up to you. You don't have to. Your matana is voluntary, right? So the Meiri quotes the Chochmei Tzorfas say, "Kam levi the rabbi is only if you have a chiyuv min haTorah to do it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to do it." But if you volunteer something, because of your own eschaivus, you promise someone, "I'll give you a gift." So, and that we don't say kam levi derabbanan. Why? Because you took on a eschaivus to someone. As if the mezana promises the zayna, "If you let me be mezana with you, I'll give you a gift." So so that's not the chiyuv of the Torah. He took it upon himself. If you are mischayev yourself to give a matana to someone, we do not say kam levi derabbanan. So in short, you only give kam levi derabbanan for a chiyuv that the Torah imposes on you. But if you took on this eschaivus by yourself, you took on the eschaivus to give a gift, on that we don't say kam levi derabbanan, because that's your eschaivus. Once you mechayev yourself in something, you have to pay, and we don't say kam levi derabbanan. That is what the Meiri quotes, b'shem the Chochmei Tzorfas. So this is very similar to what Rab Chaim says, that by a choif, it's not a chiyuv that the Torah imposes on you. You borrowed money. If you borrowed money, that means then you automatically are mischayev yourself to pay back. Mainly the Meiri to Rab Chaim held that we don't say kam levi derabbanan. So I don't know if the Rab Chaim is mamish the same as the Meiri, because in the case of the Meiri it's more understandable, because if you take on eschaivus means no matter what you have to keep your word. If you promise to give him a matana, there's no ptur of kam levi derabbanan. So it's similar to Rab Chaim's. Rab Chaim assumed by a Bal Choy, there's no kam levi derabbanan by Choy. But anyway, the Ktzois and Simon Lamed Ches argues, the Ktzois was before Rab Chaim, but says often that even by Choyves we say kam levi derabbanan. So it's not a kasha, the Ktzois was Shetosoi. So Rab Chaim held otherwise. But it's interesting, Rab Chaim held that Nehenna pays not that Hanoah is a new Mechayev, but Hanoah is also part of Masik. Okay, now, You should look up this Meiri. The Shita Mekbesas quotes it, or if you take a Meiri on Daf Ayin Amid Beis in Merubah. So since it's in Baba Kama, so I gave you a good sushtel to what Rab Chaim says. But Agafuch, Rab Chaim says often against the choice that Hano is not a new Mechayev, but it's the same as anything else, and we do say Kom Lebed Rabbi Menei. Right now, I don't want. Let me quickly go over the Gemara. The rest of the Mishnah about the Rachva we'll do it when we do the Gemara. Now look in the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan. This is very easy Gemara. Hashem Mu'edas Le'echol Asaroylo. Keitzat Behem Hashenichmas Elochotzer Anizik Viochlo Oichlin Haruim. The Brisa says the same as the Mishnah. Veshoses Mashken Haruimlo. She drank good water. Meshalim Nezek Sholim. It's a regular case of Shein. Vechein Chaya Hashenichmas Elochotzer Behanizik Utreifo. Utorfa behema, and it consumed the behema, viochlo ate the behema, viochlo bosot ate the meat of the behema, meshalim nezek, yeah, because it's a regular case of shein. Upora shochlo soirim. However, a pora that ate soirim barley, vichamoir shochal karshinim, it's a type of also some food that the animals eat. The kelav shalikek is hashemen. And if the caliph licked the oil, he liked it. Or the chazir shochel chaticha shel boso, or chazir eats a piece of meat of yours. Meshalmin nezek, you pay nezek shulim. That's poshut. So now the Gemara says, I have nothing to add to this Gemara. Omer Rapapa hashtad amrit kol midi de lavuche viochlelei. Now that you told his, Rapapa said that now that you taught me the din, that whatever called midi de lav uchei, biochlele al diatrach, something which is not really fit to be eaten by an animal. But b'shas hadchak, if the animal is very hungry, it will eat this too. So the Gemara says, Shmei Achila. Now you may think that's not called an Achila. Why? Because usually the behemoth does not do it. But if the behemoth does it anyway, so the Mishnah says that you have to pay. V'yochlele al yedei hadchak shmam. So we see from this that the ochlele al yadchak shmei achilu, it's a hezad nefachilu, you have to pay. Meila, if that's the case, the Gemara gives you an example. Hai shunru dochal tamri. A cat ate some tamorim, some dates. The chamro or chamo, the ochel eats binisa, fish. So that's not usual for a behemoth to eat fish. Meshalim nezek sholim. Okay, now, just a second. The Gemara gives you another case. Hahu chamro d'ochel nahamo. If a chamor eats bread, upalsei lesalo, and it chews up the basket in which the bread was in. It's chayiv. Why? Because since usually a behemoth does not eat the basket, but since it ate it together with the bread, so is chayve Rav Yehuda l'shalom. Rav Yehuda says you pay nezek shalom. On the hamo, the asalo you pay chatzin nezek. And on the salad, on the basket, you pay only half a nezek. V'yamai kivon de'uchal ameircha al nahamo uchei nami lifsulei salo. So the Gemara says, no, if it eats the bread out of the basket, you should pay nezek sholem, because this is not called memeshuna, this is called normal. And for the Gemara, the Ochal Vehoda Palace, it means, if it eats it together with the bread, that is called the normal. But if after it eats the bread, then it eats this basket by itself, that's already Mishunah, and for that you pay Chatzanazi. Upas Uchayu. So the Gemara now asks, just a second, where is this? Just a second, where's the Gemara have the case of... Doesn't the Gemara have the case of if the animal eats on the table? Right over here, where is it?
Not too much.
The last line. Right. That's true. I just want to discuss this a little. Uminu the Gemara says, Kasha, you're telling me what to pass, Uchay, then it's Uchay. Uminu, we learned in the Braisa. Ochlu pass, Uboso, the Tafshil. The behemoth ate bread and like a good meal, and bread and meat and soup. Meshalim chatzin nezek. So that shows that it's meshuna. You pay like a keren. My love, the behemoth. So the Gemara loy bechayu. So the Gemara says chayu bosa uchayu. That's uchay. The chayu eat meat. So the Gemara says the matvi, it's talking roasted meat. The pchayis apparently don't eat if it's roasted. The boy seima, or else the Gemara says betavya from a tzvi. That's normal. The boy seima loylam bebehema ubepsayra. Or the final pshat is it's talking that what? It's talking about the behema. But it ate it ate by the case of the basket. It ate, and the food was on the table. So even though it's not darker bekach, you have to pay. So yeah, I just wanted to tell you, and this Gemara is very. I have nothing to add to this Gemara, but this last line, the Rashbo over here asks a question. The Rashbo asks, the Gemara wants to give an example. Of his Meshunah. What is the Meshunah over here? The behemoth ate from the table. So the Rashbo asks, all the other cases are what? Where the behemoth eats something. And what it eats is unusual. But over here, it eats something, a behemoth eats meat. But what's so unusual about the behemoth eating off the table? That's what the Rashbo asks. It's a Meshunah means it eats something which is not so good and so on, like all the cases over here. But over here, it eats something which is normal. Except that, what's the chilik where it ate that should be called Meshunah? Now Rashi says, "Ubimseiver she'al ha'shulchan ochlu she'ein darka bekach." It's unusual. So I don't remember if the Rashbo says it, but the Chayyur you have to say it. The Kashi Chayyur is a good Kashi because Meshunah means it eats something unusual, but where it eats it from should not make a chilik. So from Rashi's mashma, it's like this. The behemah had manners. The bread was on the table. So usually an animal takes the food to itself. But here the behemoth wanted to eat like a mensch. So the behemoth ate from the table. So that's unusual. That the behemoth all of a sudden knows etiquette and it eats off the table. That is called a meshunah. All right, enough on this. Now I want to go. First, I'll tell you what I want you to prepare for Sunday. For Sunday, you'll go by the. You'll begin the Gemara. This Gemara that I just read quickly is just plain Teichwörter. You just know what it says. But the next Gemara is like this. What I want you to stop at is. Wait a second. You'll go by the. About. Well, do the whole Gemara until the two dots, at least. And just a second. Miskalgel, do the machlokes Rashi and Tosafos. And then by Kofetzes, Kedama Rabbe by Kofetzes. So they also looking at Tosafos. And on the Kofetzes, I want you to look up the Balamoyo. There's a short Balamoyo. There's also a Melchamos, but I don't want to assign the whole Melchamos. It's hard for me to tell you which part yes, which part not. But look in the Muki Yosef on this, and look in the Rosh on Kofetzes. And also, I think in the Rambam. The Rambam has Kofetzes Gimel, Shem Halacha Yud, Pere Gimel of Niske Mammon, Halacha Yud. Look up the Rambam on Robinson by Kofetzes, and finish. That's plenty of learning over Shabbos. So at least do till the two dots, all right? And soon I won't start it on Sunday. The next sugya that I want to start will be the sugya of Zenahen of Zelechosa. It's a beautiful sugya, and you will enjoy learning it. All right, now I want to go a little bit to Chumash. What? Yeah, Chumash is here. All right, good. Now, in Yisroi, well, Yisroi is a beautiful sedra. The Aser HaSadibra sign it, and many other nice things sign it. That's it. So first, how does it begin? Yisroi begins, Vayishma Yisroi koin midyon choysin moisha, and so on. So Rashi quotes the Chazal, Ma shmu Hashem ha'ubo. What did he hear? Kriyas Yamsuf from Melchemes Amalek. You heard these two things. Stam, it's a difficult Rashi, it's a difficult Chazal. I won't discuss it at this, you should know the Kashi. What's the obvious question on this Chazal? Kriyas Yamsuf, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, he tells you what he heard. He heard, Ki hoitzi Hashem es Yisrael Mitzrayim. He heard Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It's true he heard the other things too, but here, why does Rashi have to tell you? So you look in the Meforshim, it's an obvious question. But anyway, there's another question. I mean, the Chazal asked, Ma Shmu Hashem, what did he hear? Why do Chazal ask such a kasha? The Chazal learned into Yisroi, Vayishma Yisroi, it means Ma Shmu Hashem Ubo. So many heard this. Many the people that lived in those days, they heard about Melchemes Amalek, they heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. So what's so special about it? So they say B'shem Ramenda Lukotsky, it's a Chassidish Teretz, but it's a very profound Teretz. See, the Chazal abided by Ma Shmu Hashem Ubo. He came. Look, Yisroi was a very intelligent person. So he heard about all the nisim. He heard about the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So he became a ger, right? So why did he have to come? He could have stayed wherever he lived, and become a ger and live like a Jew. Why did he have to come? That's what Chazal abandoned. What prompted him to come? He could if he heard about the nisim Hashem gave Am Yisrael. And he heard about Matan Torah, according to one mandama, this parasha is after Matan Torah. It's, you know, it's machlokes in the Gemara, where this parasha is before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. So then, he could have been the guy here at home, why does he have to come? So Rav Menda Lukotsky apparently answered, you see, if anyone who heard of all the nisim that happened in Mitzrayim should have been very moved by this, right? So many goyim should have been megayer themselves. If let's say such a nisim would happen today, many goyim would be megayer themselves. So when Yisroi understood the nisim, and he wanted to be megayer himself, but he saw that he's the only one, nobody else. So he learned a lesson. He said, it's not enough to hear. You have to come. You have to come personally to the place where it happened, and then you'll be moved by it. So the Chassidim teach like this. It means like this. They learn out from this that you have to go to the Rebbe. It's not enough that you hear there's a great Rebbe who makes nisim, he makes and he's a godel bater and so on. You have to come to his tish. You have to, otherwise you're not going to be moved. And that's the Musa Haskel Chassidim give from this. But this is a very beautiful pshat. That's pshat in the Chazal. Mashmu Hashama Ubo. The question is Ubo. Why did he have to come? He could have stayed home and become a girl over there. The Teret says no. He saw that. He saw, since the whole world was not excited about this, they heard it and goodbye and good luck. So he realized it's not enough just to hear something, just to know something, but you actually have to come to the place and where the nisim happened, like he did. He came, Moshe Rabbeinu told him all the nisim in great detail, as Chazal say, and then he understood everything, and that's when he became a real girl. That is one thing. Now, in Pasuk Tes, it says, "Vaysaper Moshe l'choisnei eskolan she'osa l'pava," and so on. "Vayichat Yischoi al kol ha'toiva she'osa Hashem l'Yischoi l'she'yitzlu mi'Mitzrayim." So, and "Vayichat Yischoi." So Rashi quotes another Chazal. "Vayichat Yischoi." So Rashi has two pshatim. The Targum says "Vaysamach," right? So it means he was happy. Zeh pshutoi. He was unhappy. He was upset about what happened to the Mitzrayim. And the Meir Chazal say, "Haynu the Amri Inshi Giyur Eger Al Asor Dori Lo Tevaze Amor Be'Ape." Even the potential generations after his Megaya do not make fun of a goy. Because Sof Chasov, he came from Goyim, he'll be like Yisroi. According to the second pshat, Yisroi wasn't really happy. Fakert, Vayichat means like he felt pain, like he was on needles. That's the term Vayichat Yisroi. So really, so the first pshat we understand is, but L'choira, the second pshat of Chazal, Rashi quotes, is very difficult to understand. From the psukim, obviously Yisrael was very happy, because he accepted the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he gave Moshe Rabbeinu advice how to carry out the Dayanim and so on. And yet Chazal say that despite all of this, Yisrael still felt bad about what happened to the Mitzrayim. So if you look in the Svurna, first of all, you'll find the Svurna says on this pasuk, Svurna says, Yisroi was happy about what happened to Am Yisroel. He was happy that now they're not enslaved anymore, they became free and so on. And everything else the Rebbeinu Shlom did for Am Yisroel. For that he was happy. He was only unhappy about the punishment imposed on the Mitzrayim. But that makes it a little bit better. But still, it's still difficult to understand. It's still difficult to understand this Indian. No, so I but Agafuch, according to the only tarets I know is what I just told you from the Sfuna. But what I want to point out from this is something else. This Chazal that says that a girl until 10 generations do not make fun of a goy, because he knows he came from Goyim, and so he was born among them, so he may feel a little bit uncomfortable. So this is really an amazing thing. For instance, Chazal say that whatever you learned when you were young, you don't forget. The learning that you do, where's this Chazal? Anybody knows? No, it's not in Pirkei Avos. What's the Lash Nagma? What? Girsa the Yankas, of course. The where's Girsa the Yankas mentioned? The Gemara always speaks of, right in the beginning of Eilam Tzios, Girsa the Yankas. It's not in Pirkei Avos. It's mentioned in Chazal. Anyway, in the beginning of the second Perek in Bava Metzia, you have Gils of the Yankas and the Mishtakri. What you learn when you are young, you don't forget. Because it may, when you were young, so he had the same, he had, but you see, it's the same thing as this Rashi. It means, if someone was raised among Goyim, he was born a Goyim, he was raised among Goyim, he lived with among Goyim, so it's made a Vashem on him, something is still left in him. So when he hears that something happened in his country, he'll be uncomfortable with it, right? So what I want to show, what I want to, there are many chazals like this. About Girsa the young Tesolay Mishtakhi, what you learn when you are young, that remains with you. Why? Because, you see, the older you get, the more things you know, the more tivus a person has. When you take a child, especially a young child, an innocent child, and you begin teaching him Torah from the beginning, he grows up different. But if the older he gets, and when a person has the Yetzer Hara, becomes stronger, and if you begin then already other things are on your mind. So maybe what Chazal want to emphasize is, it's the same thing by a ger too. A ger, if he was raised among them, so something, even though he may be a tzaddik, he may keep everything, but if he has of something, let's say he still has the goyish mishpacha, they live in a certain country, and he hears there was an explosion, and then he's afraid maybe his old relatives were affected by it. So he still remembers this, it made a vashem on him, and he'll be sad. So that is what you see, and then the same is true by learning. By learning, what you are learning, what, I don't know, right now already, well, some of you are married already, but even those that are not married, you're already adults. It's still called Girsa the Yanker, so you're still young. If you begin learning at my age, that's very hard. But if you begin learning at this age, I don't mean to call you young, sir, but you're not infants, or you're not little children anymore. But you are still at the age where you could chaperein a lot of learning, and you'll see it will remain with you forever. But you have to chaza. If you don't chaza, nothing is going to help. I should begin with the aleph base. First, you have to listen the first time around, like Vayishma Yisroi. You have to, if you listen well and you chaza well, you'll see this will remain with you forever. I still remember things that I learned. Well, I began learning late, but I began. I came out of the camps, so I was about 7 years old. And I lived in Germany, so my father hired a private tutor for me, but there was no yeshivas and so on. Anyway, so I started learning, really, my relearning. I started, and when I came to America already, I learned in Torah Vedas and this, but so I started learning a little bit later than others. But I still remember, I learned... What was the first Masechta I learned when I came to Torah Vedas? It was, I think, Psochim. Yep, I learned Psochim. And I learned by my Rebbe was a Gerer Chosid, Rav Traube. He was a really big Gerer Chosid. He was a big Talmud Chacham too. He died recently, so he died about less than a year ago. He was in his 90s. So I still remember things that he said on Psochim. But if what I learned, let's say, if I learned something new at my age now, yeah, I don't even know if I remember B'Shas Meiser. But most likely B'Shas Meiser, I do remember. But the next day or the next week, it's already Shvach. So anyway, what I want to... impressive. What I'm saying is very simple, but it has to be said. You still have a chance to chaperein a lot of learning. And whatever you chaperein at this age, you'll see it will stick with you. Especially if you... But you have to chaza. The best way to chaza is When I learned with Rav Soloveitchik, I used to chazer his shiur right after shiur. I used to take notes, I used to write outline for him. I didn't write, and later on when I chazered over, I wrote out the whole shiur. So, but if I chazered right after the shiur, so it was fresh in your mind, you were able to write it down. If you wait too long, you're not sure if this is what he said or not. It's not good. Whatever the chazara should be at least on the same day. Then you'll be okay. But if you don't chazar, then nothing works. Okay, that's all I wanted to impress upon you. And okay, have a good Shabbos.